The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
On the Paracast, let me remind you again that if you want to get a free copy of the ebook version of Secrets of the Mysterious Valley from Chris O'Brien, free copy, go to theparacast.com, theparacast.com, sign up for our weekly newsletter. As soon as we get your email address, within a day or two, we'll send out your ebook copy, Secrets of the Mysterious Valley, by Chris O'Brien. Dr. John Alexander is here. We were talking about NRO. Any more insights before we move on, Dr. Alexander?
Well, not really. I mean, the whole space community is involved, and as I pointed out, you know, this notion that Star Wars, for instance, was developed to fight space aliens is just pure nonsense.
You know, there's a right now, we have over on our forums at forum.theparacast.com a link to a TV documentary that makes a big deal of all these spurious claims to create the impression that we're at war with E.T. right now. Of course, if we were, it would be over 40 years ago.
Right.
And they'd win.
Correct.
Chris, more questions.
Well, yeah, my whole point is, and this is for the, you know, the real believers in the extraterrestrial hypothesis. If there were craft coming from elsewhere into our near space or, you know, in our atmosphere, the NRO would know about this unless they had some sort of cloaking technology that would allow them to bypass all the sensing equipment that we have circling this planet and have had for decades.
Oh, wait a minute. Satellite systems have picked up UFOs.
I know that. Ron Regier.
But there's a critical issue here that I think gets ignored. And that is that these systems are designed for one purpose, and that is to determine threat. And what they do, you're overloaded with stuff that's flying around and that. So the primary question is threat or no threat. And you move everything you can into no threat. And remember, if you go back all the way to Condon Report, the question to Condon was, are UFOs a threat, not are UFOs real? And he said, no threat. So unless there's something that becomes threatening about them, these agencies are going to discard it. And as you just pointed out, if there were a problem, it would have been over a long time ago. And that has not happened.
Well, we have some folks that were involved in the aerospace industry. One in particular, Ron Regier, who was involved with the optic systems of several decades of our most classified spy satellite systems and other monitoring systems. And he stated fairly bluntly to me that there is an outward-looking component to most, if not every, satellite system, a reconnaissance system that's been set up since at least the early 90s.
Remember that and how many times we have been surprised. There's a lot of near-Earth objects. And we get surprised, and you see the headlines, oh, whoops, there they go, and asteroid has just zipped by. So looking out is absolutely essential to things that are, you know, potentially coming at us.
Well, how about the Black Knight, this 40-plus year object that's been talked about and kind of whispered about for decades? That appears to be orbiting our planet. What do we know about that? What have you heard?
That's the first time I've heard it, so not familiar with that one at all.
Okay. Here's another question from Ufology, from Randall. If you wanted to, would the military let you into Space Command Space Surveillance Monitoring Center to observe live tracking? It sounds like they've already done that.
I had been in the Space Center. Now, one of the things I point out, when I was the laboratory command, My last assignment was director of advanced system concepts for the Army, doing all the basic stuff. My boss was a two-star general who, as a one-star, had been a ship commander. Meaning they have brigadiers as ship commanders on there. Believe me, this was definitely not on his radar. He was barely civil when we would talk about it, and it wasn't because he was evading everything. It was just that, just not something that they're even vaguely familiar with. And one of the things we have heard, by the way, from people who do track these items, that you get it, is one of the things you learn quite quickly is that reporting objects that you can't explain is not career enhancing.
I would say that's an understatement.
Yeah. So you learn kind of quickly, okay, that's interesting, but again, if not a threat, I'm not going to. You hear this, you know, when you talk to pilots as well. You know, do you want to report a UFO? No, that's okay. Well,
Yeah, the opening scene to Close Encounters. But, you know, according to Mr. Regier, who, you know, is a good friend of mine, actually, he just moved here recently to my neck of the woods. He was involved in the DSP program, and he did talk about the NORAD event. Which was in 94 when NORAD called the Rio Grande County Sheriff in Colorado to report, you know, a few acre-sized fire that later it came out that a retired lieutenant colonel from Strategic Air Command, Jimmy Lloyd, who was a colonel as well, observed a flotilla of battleship-sized green glowing objects descend into the area where NORAD asked the local county sheriffs to exhaust all, you know, efforts to determine what was the source of this particular heat bloom that DSP was able to detect. And he also mentioned the very famous 1976 Tehran UFO encounter with Iranian pilots, and said that DSP also monitored this particular event. And there's other events as well.
By the way, that's the first time I've heard that statement publicly.
Well, he's made it. Sorry, Ron. Oops.
Yeah, first time I've heard that one publicly. But yes, I had heard that many years ago.
Okay, here's one.
That they had confirmation, you know, satellite confirmation.
Yeah, they did, and there was confirmation about that particular NORAD event, which I consider the dark horse UFO event of 1994 in the United States. It's an amazing series of events that ensued after that, plus some repercussions with particular individuals at NORAD or whomever was responsible for making the phone call. Evidently, there were some problems with their career enhancement after that. But are you aware of former NSA technical leader of intelligence William Binney's, I think his name is, recent comments regarding UFOs? And this comes from Frank Stalter, who's...
Yeah, I have seen that, and I think that this is a very, very highly placed source, but the statements that I've seen, I believe, have been totally misread by the public.
Well, how about if I give you a direct quote?
Go ahead.
My problem is, this is from William Binney. My problem is, just like the UFO thing, unless they start addressing these kinds of things, people's observations or basic measurements or factual evidence that simply exists, unless they start addressing them, there's always going to be questions, especially now with the government. How much trust do you have in your government?
Well, yeah, I've seen the statement. I've commented on it online. I think they are misreading what he meant by that. I don't think he was taking UFOs as a serious issue, but rather just as an example of, you know, how much publicity goes around in the commentaries. And I don't think that he's even suggesting a potential cover-up or anything of that nature.
Maybe, of course, everyone who is looking for secret or supposedly secret UFO information is reaching for every hint of something talking about UFOs. We'll be back with Dr. John Alexander, who has plenty of comments about that and more with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number two, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Dr. John Alexander is with us with Gene and Chris in the Paracast. A reminder, get your copy of Secrets of the Mysterious Valley.
ebook from Chris O'Brien, go to theparacast.com, theparacast.com, to sign up for our newsletter, and you'll get your copy. So you have things to say, Dr. Alexander, about how we closed last segment. Further comments?
Well, just I was going to equate this back to the study when Jim Woolsey was the director of Central Intelligence, and he asked internally for a study to be done. I was trying to pull it up quickly. Got it quite here. A guy from NRO, the historian from NRO, Gerald Haynes, is the one who did the study and reported back. His "oh, by the way" comment was equating UFOs to the JFK assassination, and it was just, no matter what we say, you know, this is never going to go away.
So when we're looking for supposedly positive information about UFOs in any of these statements and or documents, maybe the statement wasn't meant to be positive.
I don't think so. I think he was just inside the community that would be taken of this is another pain in the ass, if you will.
That's the way I take it from what you say.
And that's you know, it's interesting because I do know that the intelligence community in general had put in a filter system so that reports on UFOs could not come in, which I think is short-sighted. But if you remember, just I think it was last year, maybe the year before, MOD shut down their office that was at least keeping track of things. And their point was that, you know, the FOIA and the requests are just not worth the effort because they're a nuisance compared to the real-world problems that are, in fact, biting them.
Well, yeah, that makes sense if it's been determined to be a non-threat. You know, Martin Gashviasomo, the one of the last really surviving Hopi elders, trotted out this incredible series of what looked like Mayan glyphs. It was this linear piece of paper that went out several feet, and at the last panel, there's these objects hovering over Massaw, who's got his club in his hand, ready to smack humanity upside the head. And there's these like sombrero objects in the, you know, in the upper right hand portion of the glyph, and you know, he looked at me and he said, "It, you know, these are the watchers." And I said, "What are you referring to?" And he said, these objects up here, they're watching." And I asked him, "Well, you know, do they have something, you know, invested in this whole process? You know, are they being proactive in any way?" He says, "No, they're just watching." So perhaps the government, or private industry, or whomever, consultants to the, you know, determination of threat status, perhaps they've come up with a determination that, hey, they're hanging around, they're checking us out, there's nothing we can do, so let's just ignore them. Let's, you know, kind of publicly, you know.
Well, let's remember, first of all, the government is not a monolith. It is made up of millions of people with differing kinds of experience and interest. We estimate, you know, that what, about 7% of the adult population believe they've seen a UFO. That number is true for the military and for the rest of the government as well. So you have individuals who have had personal experience and talked to the reality. That, however, does not necessarily translate into, therefore, we'll have a program to study it.
Right. Actionable intelligence being acted upon.
Well, I mean, and we are talking about things that are terribly complex. You know, what we talked about earlier on, you know, the cost of and the complexity of research of these terribly, you know, innocuous programs or observations that we're seeing. And then you go, okay, what percentage of your resources are you willing to commit
right
to solve the insoluble?
Exactly. So out of sight, out of mind. Determine it's not a national security threat, and you know, let's go on with our list of priorities. Here's a question from Constance, who's a newcomer to forum.theparacast.com. But boy, I'll tell you, this lady's on the ball. She asks great questions. And her question is, with respect, were you able to make that claim that government military has little to do with keeping UFO secrets, unquote, because for decades now, UFO information and research has gone underground, out of the hands of elected government officials, into black projects controlled by the private interests that constitute the military-industrial complex. Do you think all this information has become privatized out of the reach of FOIA and we've been, you know, we go ahead and delegate out some of this to private industry?
Oh, there's probably some minor stuff going on, but again, what I get into is, okay, let's talk about serious research and what it would cost, which would be huge. And then you have to do it if what people don't understand. I've done a whole chapter in my book on how the government works. And even the people don't agree with me point to that as a great explanation. Government funding is a zero-sum game, and so there's not an infinite pot of money. So what you do is what we call rack and stack. You take all of your priorities and requirements and then take resources and apply them against them. So you have to get past the so what question. There's many, many things every agency has to do. Then there's a series of things they'd like to do. And then there's a series of things like, well, if I had the resources, I'd get around to it. So when you get to DOD, their responsibility is defense against threats. And so it's the same with space agencies. And, you know, NASA is overtly hostile to the UFO topic. But you go in and you say, okay, I've got X amount of dollars. What am I going to apply them toward? Now, can you screw around at low levels, you know, thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars? Yeah, probably. If you get up too high, then somebody starts saying, wait a minute, if you got enough money, and this is what happened when I went to SDI, by the way, asking for funds. And the guy just said, hey, they had $5 billion at the time. He said, they're after my money. If I get caught, that was his word, if I get caught studying this, you know, I will get skewered, not just for that money, but for other money. The assumption will be you don't know how to manage.
Right.
And I'll also have a segment on Fox News where they'll say, look how your tax dollars are at work. They're going after UFOs. How can you let the government do this? This is total nonsense. It's Linda all over again. Let's do our break here.
I'm going to use a great example because this happened with the ESP study.
Yeah, let's talk about that in our next segment. We'll talk about the ESP study, Dr. Alexander, on our next segment. So we have a fabulous show this week. Incredible range of subjects and more to come. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother and his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
So if the government is caught doing something really weird about investigations, studying UFOs, doing ESP research, Dr. Alexander, that causes a big mess, doesn't it?
Well, remember the remote viewing program, which became public in 95. Well, in December 1980, I published an article in Military Review called The New Mental Battlefield. Didn't cause a big hiccup until a few months later. There was an article by Jack Anderson, who was then, you know, one of the leading guys, a Fox News type guy, but, you know, decades ago. They came out with, ain't it awful, look what the government's doing. You know, they spent $20 million on remote viewing. Now, the number was totally made up, neither here nor there, but the point was that their approach was, look at how your government's wasting money. Interestingly, the public response was overwhelmingly positive, you know, in our favor, like, I'm glad somebody's doing it, and people were aware that the Soviets were very active in the area. But the point was that, you know, it was, as you just said, ain't it awful, look what the terrible government, how they're wasting your money.
No. And what usually the problem these days with the government, though, is they don't have enough money to do the things they have to do.
Correct. Yeah, like I say, it is a compared to what, $4 trillion, I think we've now spent, global war on terror. I can tell you, we'll get into the exact thing, but the organization that I work with has been hit heavily having their funding cut because you got to pay for real world operations and things. I can tell you the internal funding battles right now are absolutely brutal.
Well, they think it's making the government more efficient, but the problem is here, if you starve the beast, you know, their priorities get screwed up and everything is done wrong.
Yeah.
They've got too much in their plate.
Research is normally one of the first things that gets cut. Research and training become what we call the bill payers when you, quote, look for money. You're not looking for money. The money is there. It's, where are you going to reappropriate funding?
Yeah, well, there's no solution to that until you rethink how you fund the government and how you make things happen. But what about things like black budgets, though, where tons of money are being funneled into secret projects into private industry? Is that being starved too, or what?
Oh yes, I mean, it does get oversight. It is not to the same degree as what we call the white world funding. But one of the things that I find disconcerting, totally different topic, but if you notice, President Obama has just come out and said we're going to send a few more troops to advise and really direct airstrikes in Iraq, potentially Syria, and things like that.
Let me just say briefly, they say, of course, we're not going to have troops on the ground, but what are they doing, floating in air?
No. He has announced today that they are sending more.
Right. Sounds like Vietnam Redux revisited.
We're talking hundreds, not thousands or tens of thousands. But my point was going to be that in Afghanistan today, and was true in Iraq, the ratio of active duty forces to contractors doing these things was more than 1-to-1 in favor of contractors. So what we've started doing is just contracting warfare, which I think is a very dangerous. And the problem is that it does not get the same media attention. I mean, they've had lots of casualties that occurred in contractors that just never get reported.
Right. Well, you know, we were talking before, and I'd like to revisit the conversation about some of the very groundbreaking attempts at training, research, and developing techniques in terms of psychic warfare. And, you know, we asked you this last time you were on the show, but this is another question that's up at forum.theparacast.com. And it has to do with the John Ronson nonfiction book, The Men Who Stare at Goats, and some.
You're gonna go all day.
You know, I really enjoyed the film. I took it as a totally fictionalized account of those very heady years. I must say, within the the more exotic realms of psychic research within the military. But I've heard it said that you John Alexander were loosely fictionalized with the character of Kevin Spacey, who was dosed with LSD.
Was George Clooney. Clooney was a composite character.
They composited you as George Clooney. I love that. Oh, that's excellent.
That's a badge of honor.
Yeah. I mean, come on, have George Clooney play you in a movie, even if it's fictionalized. I think that's quite a testament to how courageous you were back in the early to mid 70s to become involved in such, as you put it, non-career enhancing roles and interests, professed interests within the military. Well, so what happened to Project Aquarius? What happened to these efforts with General Stubblebine and was it the Earth Battalion Corps? What was the name of the group?
First Earth Battalion.
the Earth First Battalion.
That was never a military, you know, organization. That was literally owned by Jim Channon. Was a notional unit and things that we worked with. Aquarius, I don't know. The remote viewing program, Stargate, became known eventually. Stubblebine was basically forced to retire. But the problem with Ronson's book, and again, if you go to my website, I have a pretty good explanation of what's real and what's not real.
Right, a very good explanation.
Ronson's book was about 5% real, 95% fiction, and then they made the movie, so...
It sounds like great disinformation. That's about the appropriate...
He didn't care. He absolutely didn't care. There was a guy by the name of John Sargent in all of this who got screwed in the movie because he was the guy who actually found all of us, and I did interview with him. Goats did die. It had nothing to do with being stared at. There's nothing that supports any of that story. And
so Stubblebine didn't try to run through a wall in his office and then end up on the floor wondering what happened?
Well, I'll give you the... Again, I've explained this in some detail online, but Stubblebine was hyper-allergic to bee stings. There are people who, two or three stings, would go into anaphylactic shock. He was one of those kind of tough in the military. I was actually evacuated in Vietnam because attacked by BCBs. But long story. But Bert was going out to Walter Reed Hospital and getting shots on a continuous basis to build up his immunity to bee stings. And what they what he would do is mentally say, "Hey, my skin is, you know, the atoms are mostly space, the needle is mostly space, so therefore they ought to be able to pass through each other without causing pain."
You know what? If that works in the real world around here, well, we do have bees, I'll do it. Dr. John Alexander is with us with Gene and Chris. One more segment to come. You're in
the Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Ron Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Dr. John Alexander, is this mind over matter? Then, so I will myself not to feel cold?
You can do that.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, that's actually an easy one. Geez, there's
I have met a guy here who does a show. He's known as Zamora, the torture king. And they're saying you may have seen on television there's several people who do it, but they take a needle and push it through their arm. That is not a trick. Now, knowing where to put the needle and ignoring the pain. And one of the things that Zamora had told me is he's actually studied at, I believe, UCLA. And the question was, does he feel pain? And the answer was, yes, he felt the pain, but he processed it differently from the way most of us do.
Yeah, that's a handy talent to have. Well, we're going to have you back, obviously, John, for another show, because I really wanted to get into, you know, a blow-by-blow journal of your trips around the world, looking into shamanic systems. I think this is an incredibly potentially important bridge, as I said at the beginning of the show, between primitive systems and high technology. And the way some of these primitive systems have evolved in terms of a shaman being a conduit between the spirit world and, the world that we all inhabit every day. I really want to get into this later on when we have you back. But what have you gained from all these journeys that you've made around the world, to Mongolia, down to Peru, Brazil, to Antarctica, of all places, swimming with humpback whales just a couple of weeks ago, and looking into various shamanic systems and practitioners of this belief system? How do you see your research in this realm going forward, and what have you learned so far?
Well, there's, I guess, two areas. One is that our model of the world, of the traditional reductionist model of Western physics, is if not wrong, it's severely limited by alternate realities and the things we've seen. The other is that we're dealing with very, very complex questions, and that we need to put best and brightest minds, and they need to be able to do that without risking their reputations and careers. And many people put their career on the line to explore these things, and that shouldn't be necessary.
Any questions left, Chris?
Okay, we have another question here from our listeners at forum.theparacast.com. This one comes from Wade Ridsdale, who's a longtime poster on the forums. And again, folks, if you want to ask questions of our very, John, thank you so much for being here. You're, one of my top guests to have on the show. And if our forum posters would like to ask questions, please post them at the forum thread at forum.theparacast.com. And Wade has a question for you here, and he's wondering if there's any particular events that you personally witnessed that you feel would validate your thinking that the UFO enigma is more than just a matter of extraterrestrial visitation. And I would add, have you seen anything, your journeys around the world visiting shamanic systems, have you seen anything that just defied your level of belief?
A level of belief?
Well, have you seen anything that you just, it just did not make sense from your rational worldview?
Well, many, many things. But the one area that I'll give as examples was last year traveling in West Africa. We were in Togo and Benin and had voodoo ceremonies. And I have videotape. I've got a few pictures, again, on my website, but I've got video that I have and won't post yet. But I'm doing things with fire, standing in it, sitting in it, eating it, that just cannot be done. And I have taken it to, I have friends here who are magicians, and like guys like Jeff McBride, who's the magician's magician. He's a guy who trains many of them. I look at it and just say, A, it's real. B, you can't do that. There are no tricks to doing that.
How about UFO experiences? Have you ever seen any unidentified aerial phenomena that you could not identify?
No. As I find out in the book, my personal experience, observation, is very, very small. It was up with James Gilliland at his place in Washington.
Ouch.
Saw somebody, didn't stop. I mean, having said that, my brothers, my son has seen UFOs. And one of my points there is, if I can't trust family, who can you trust?
Right. And I would agree with that. Well, one thing that I want to stress to our, vast listening audience around the world is your book, UFOs, Myths, Conspiracies, and Realities, is required reading if you want an insider perspective into what really is going on. And I really think, John, that we need more people like you to come forward and be willing to do shows like this and discuss these very contentious subjects as they exist within, the monolithic government and military-industrial complex structure. I think you're very courageous to come out and discuss these topics. And I really would urge everyone out there to get your book and get an insider's perspective on this. I don't agree with everything that you've come up with in terms of your conclusions. It's hard to argue with, obviously, with your experience. But, if you had one thing to say to our vast audience out there in terms of where you're, how would I put this? Where to best spend your efforts in terms of becoming up to speed and becoming proficient in this very, very complex topic? What would you tell people? What books should they read? What avenues of investigation and research should they contemplate?
Well, which topic are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about UFOs, Myths, Conspiracies, and Realities, your book.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Leslie did a pretty good book about the same time. We talk about many of the same cases, and where pilots and generals came forward. That compendium.
That's Leslie Kane's book, folks. Go ahead.
Jacques Vallée is a personal friend and did the foreword to my book. I found out Tom Clancy, I had asked him for a blurb and instead wrote more than I expected about the book, and because of who he was, we couldn't not use it. It's kind of a caveat emptor.
You think? Okay, well, in terms of shamanic studies and looking at the obvious bridge, to some of us it's obvious, but there's a bridge between primitive systems that have evolved over thousands of years and modern technology and the disconnect that we have that connects us back to our past. What would be the best avenue?
Doing, my wife's ayahuasca devotee. We have been at the shamanic conferences. You haven't got time for this, but you know, what if plants have consciousness?
Okay, tell our listeners, Dr. Alexander, where we can get more of the information that you have to offer.
Well, use my website, which the easiest thing is just to Google my name. If you just do John Alexander, I'll pop up at the top of Google and go to my website, and you'll find tons of information. You click on many things. There are publications you can just download. You see the connections to various places.
Let me remind you that you get the free copy of Secrets of the Mysterious Valley by Chris O'Brien going to theparacast.com, theparacast.com. Sign up for our newsletter. Chris's site is ourstrangeplanet.com, ourstrangeplanet.com, where he has books and e-books available. He autographs his books, too. Go to theparacast.com to check out every single episode of the show from day one back in February of 2006. This has been just another great show. Dr. Alexander, thanks for joining us on the PowerCast.
Thank you, Mark.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the PowerCast.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN. Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican,
capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.